Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Log Stardate 1127-2022. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live.
Sweet.
Welcome to all of our listeners. And the phone lines are open. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to call and talk about whatever's on your mind tonight. In the studio, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me?
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Somebody added something to my name.
Counselor.
Oh, counselor, that's what it was.
And then you guys decided that Buckshot Esquire, if you will, was
enough to cover.
Enough to cover. Counselor?
Yeah, because, like, adding, like... I mean, the whole reason that I have that list of names is to make fun of, you know, titles.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, adding another word, like, that word just didn't seem to really fit anywhere either.
No.
Got me a little tongue-tied, even though, like, most people get tongue-tied with just the list the way it is.
I don't know if I would consider the title, though. It's more of, like, the way you address someone, right?
Well,
like, you go to court, and it's, like, your honor. For most people.
Right.
Obviously.
Right.
It's like, Steve.
That would be fun to do in court. Well, Steve. Right, if that's the judge's name. You will address me as your honor.
Right.
Okay, Steve, sorry.
And then he addresses the attorneys as counselors, right? Like, counselor, your witness.
But are they really counselors? Like, I don't understand, like, why they're called counselors. Like, I know what a counselor is as far as, like...
Because they counsel their clients?
Yeah, they're the counsel, right? Yeah.
Counsel, I guess. All right, you know. But, like, I'm thinking of, like, somebody that
like
needs,
like... a school
like,
counselor?
That needs, like, emotional help,
that's,
right?
That's what I thought of.
Like,
first,
I used to counsel, you know, kids who are struggling, right?
You know,
getting in trouble.
So you are a counselor.
I was, at least, for a period of time. And so, like, that's what counselor means to me instead of the
Understood.
Legal definition.
But either way, they give counsel, and one who gives counsel is a counselor.
Okay. We have some serious stuff, and we have some fun stuff.
You know what I'm voting for.
Wait, did you say something was serious?
We have some serious stuff.
I threw one in there just to, like...
And we have some fun stuff. I think we're going to... Let's cover at least one serious thing
right at
the top here to kick things off. This from Zero Hedge. Now, previous to the show, Richard, you and I were discussing Black Friday a little bit. And did you go and do any shopping on Black Friday?
Online, I did.
Okay, did you go out?
No, I haven't gone out for Black Friday shopping for a while, since I got the internet.
Yeah,
right? You don't have to anymore.
Right, because tomorrow's Cyber Monday and that kind of thing.
I mean, you kind of have, like, this whole, like, 2 weeks to do it.
Yeah.
Well, and everybody's
it's turned
been,
into that.
And everybody's been advertising early Black Friday for the last 2 weeks anyway. Yeah.
So one of the coolest things about living in Hawaii in the internet age, right, was, like, all the online sales started at midnight Eastern time. And so I, like, eat my Thanksgiving dinner and then just jump online and buy a whole bunch of stuff.
Because
it's still, like, 6 o'clock at night over there, you know, and I'd have all my Black Friday shopping done before I went to bed. My sister, on the other hand, is a Black Friday-aholic. Like, they don't do Thanksgiving dinner anymore just so she has time to go shopping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, and I know I was having this discussion with one person because we were debating, because my stance is... If I don't have to leave my house to go, like, you could not pay me enough money to wake up at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning to go wait at Walmart and fight some Karen for a TV.
Right.
You could not pay me enough money to do that. But her thing was she likes to touch things and, you know, actually lay her eyes
like
on them before
tactile,
she buys them.
Yeah,
before she buys them as presents. But for me, I'm like, no, I'll buy a whole bunch of stuff online, and if I don't like it, I'll return it. I just... It's so much easier.
Well, apparently, if you did go out for Black Friday, it was slim. Like, the crowds just...
Well, because everything's online. Yeah. Now, everything's online, and Black Friday, like you said, Nikki, lasts a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Like, there have been Black Friday sales going on since, you know, beginning of November.
The headline here from Zero Hedge reads, "The consumer economy has completely collapsed. It's a ghost town for holiday shopping everywhere."
Okay.
It's a pretty bold claim.
I've seen a conflicting one that this was, like, the biggest Black Friday in history,
well,
partly due to inflation.
You know what it is, though? To me, like, what I'm seeing is malls and department stores are dying.
Yeah.
Because people are shopping online. So it just seems to be a shift.
So the article says, "Crowds? I see nothing. I'm surprised," retail worker Jeremy Pritchett told Fox 2. Quote, "Normally, it's wrapped all the way around the building. Today, no one." That's the typical ground report from areas all over the country. No one, literally almost no one, is doing any holiday shopping, and the traditional Black Friday rush to get deals and discounts just didn't happen.
Yeah, because it's not Black Friday anymore. Like I said, it's like the whole month of November.
Financial media are scratching their puzzlers, perplexed with furrowed brows. Interestingly, almost every financial media outlet is using the same Retail Federation talking point about anticipating an 8% increase in holiday sales this year. Apparently, pretenses must be maintained. Meanwhile, news crews and camera crews are having a desperate time finding any holiday shopping to use as background footage for the claims that sales are strong. Look over there. There's a person buying something. Oh, wait, no. That's just an employee dusting an empty cash register. At a certain point, one would have to believe reality would run headfirst into the mass delusion pretending maybe this holiday season will be it, maybe not. And they've got some other tidbits here from Reuters. About 166 million people were planning to shop from Thursday's Thanksgiving holiday through this coming Cyber Monday, according to National Retail Federation, almost 8 million more than last year. But with sporadic rain in some parts of the country, stores were less busy than usual on Black Friday.
That's a good excuse.
So let's blame rain. The rain.
Yeah. Even that whole Cyber Monday thing, right? Like, I do most of my shopping on Amazon because it's convenient and I pay for Prime.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Don't care.
Well, but I use Purse so that, you know, I can get the discount and, you know, continue to
double dip on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Either way, so I track, again, I talked to you a little bit about this, you know, pre-show. I track stuff I want religiously. I will check in multiple times a day because Amazon moves the price. I use Honey. I use Camel. I have an app on my tablet that, you know, gives me price updates. So I'm, like, I'm paying attention.
Yeah.
Right? And so they go, like, Black Friday sale. Like, okay, so now I can look to see what actually moved,
yep.
And not much did for stuff I was shopping for.
Right.
But then as soon as, you know, Saturday hit, right, they just changed the tag from Black Friday sale to Cyber Monday sale. It's the same price. Stuff for the same price. Yeah.
The quotes continue. Usually at this time of year, you struggle to find parking. This year, I haven't had an issue getting a parking spot, said Marshall Cohen, chief industry advisor of the NPD Group Incorporated. That must be some sort of a shopping thing. They do include a video, which, you know, I'll describe to you. It's a lady opening the doors for Black Friday, and there's a guy with a camera, and in walks one dude. It's pretty hilarious. It's not the rush of shoppers trying to maul each other and, you know, people getting stampeded over the, you know, discount television at the Walmart or whatever it is.
So I remember my first Black Friday experience before I knew what Black Friday was.
Yeah.
Like, we had Thanksgiving dinner, because we're, you know, teenagers, high school age. We're like, let's just go out. You know, like, we got the days off. Let's go do something. Like, yeah. Well, where do you want to go? Well, just go to Walmart, right? Because why not? And it's a big store. And, again, video games.
Yep.
And, you know, they had the sample games out there.
Okay.
And we get to Walmart, and I made a joke. I said, man, there's no place to park, you know? And we get to Walmart, and they're closed, because they don't open till midnight. So we mess around for a few hours, and then go back to Walmart. And lo and behold, there's no place to park. I'm like, what is going on? So the line at midnight, and this is a midnight Walmart opening, was like out the door, down the side of the building, and down one end of the parking lot.
Right. It's like the premiere of, like, you know, Star Wars 2 or whatever.
Something
right?
like that. Except in this case, when we finally got close enough and we're like, what are people doing here? This lady comes out. She's like so excited. She's like, it's the Spam. It's 99 cents a can.
And that's what
and so there were people coming out of Walmart with their carts stacked up with cases of spam, and then having the associate push the second cart with another stacked up with another case of spam, all because it was 99 cents a can.
The only enjoyable kind of spam, I might add, is the canned spam.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the email spam, but the canned spam, fry some of that
99 cents a can,
fry some of that up
at Walmart.
A couple of eggs, delicious. 603-283-6160. Have you
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We'll be right back.
Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us in the studio. It's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
We've been talking about this article from Zero Hedge that's claiming Black Friday is a bit of a financial disappointment.
Maybe for retail, like shops and establishments, like you said, at the mall.
That's what they seem to be focusing on is, you know, parking lots aren't crowded. You know, you don't have the normal Black Friday, like, mob of people around the corner waiting for the store to open. You know, people trying to leave Thanksgiving dinner early to get there and stand in line and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
And, again, I think part of it is the sales have lost their pizzazz and their panache.
Yeah.
Right, because every place, sales start at beginning of November. There's nothing special about Black Friday when it rolls around.
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of the deals aren't as good as they used to be.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, people are aware of sort of the, thanks to the internet, of course, aware of sort of the tactics, the little tricks that they use where, you know, you'll see something in October for, you know, $3.99, and then they'll raise the price at the beginning of November to $4.99, and then on Black Friday they'll discount it on sale for
$3.99.
Yeah. I'm seeing a lot of that.
Yeah.
And Amazon tricks people because they'll change the SKU so you can't track it, which is why you have to be diligently tracking ahead. Like, you'll find the product, and you're like, oh, let's check camel, and see what this price was.
Yeah.
And there's no data because they changed it on the back end. You have to pre-check prices on things you want ahead of time and record that so when they do put it on sale, you can really know whether or not it's a real sale.
So sneaky.
If you have a problem with your retail establishment and you need help, call our consumer reports advocate, Richie Rich, at 603-283-6160.
He's a professional.
There was a guy in Seattle. His name was like Jesse or something. And like,
okay,
if you had a dispute with a retailer or something, you could call the news. You could get Jesse, right?
Yeah,
and that was his whole shtick.
I can't remember the website, but before they like turned towards Liberty, there was a consumeradvocacy.gov something site, and they would give you this book of information of people to call and who to talk to to really get your complaint through. And I ordered like four of those and handed them out to friends and family. And like, here.
The Karen manual?
Yeah, it was amazing. Nice. It was ridiculous.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Padraig calling from New Mexico. Padraig, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks a lot, people. Nikki, as bad as things are getting in the whole world, let's see if we can hold it together so we can reach a compromise. You have a chessboard. You have black pieces. You have white pieces. Which one do you? What side do you choose?
I don't know. Probably black.
Okay, this is the first mover advantage,
right? The first move. So in front there, you have a bunch of pawns, right? And I have a bunch of white pawns. What if nobody moves?
Then the pigeon poops on the board and kicks over all the pieces. Declares itself.
I guess there's a whole bunch of open ground there, right? We want to take the ground. But a knight can jump over a pawn, correct?
Yep.
Two forward, one over, something like that.
Yep.
But who's the most important piece on that board?
I mean,
who is everybody protecting, Nikki?
I mean, the king, right?
What's the king do? How many moves can the king make?
One.
One space. That's all he's allowed to take. One space. How far can the queen move?
She can move all over the board.
That's correct. So who's to protect the queen?
The pawns.
What, the pawns, yes.
And the knights and the rooks. I mean, all the rest of the pieces, basically.
The castles can't move without the pawn moving. If the pawn's not out of the way, the castle can't move.
Now, this is going somewhere.
Over the ponds.
Yeah, so.
Sir?
So, what's your point, Padraig?
My point is that without the queen, there can't be a king.
Okay.
That's my point.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Padraig. We appreciate it.
You got that?
Am I the queen?
603-283-6160.
Who's the king? So which one of you are the king?
We know it's Mark, the intergalactic space king. He's already declared that many times.
That's true.
I'm sure he'll repeat it again the next time he's on the show. He, in fact, does have a crown in the whole nine yards. At some point, he was wearing a crown, a cape, and carrying a scepter. So
it's kind of official.
Kind of official.
You got to live the gimmick, kid.
Yeah. We did, so we were doing Beard Talk Live, well, every Saturday night for the last 15 Saturdays, apparently. We're on episode 15 already. And I had noticed that one of the cameras that, when it is me on this particular camera, that behind me we have a hanging picture of facsimile Mark.
We do.
Yes.
And I noticed that during Beard Talk Live, he did not have a beard. And I was like, we can't be having a dude appear on Beard Talk Live without a beard. So I think it was Peekless who grabbed a piece of paper and drew a little, and then we like paperclipped the paper on top of the face to give Mr. King, Intergalactic Space King, a beard, just so that, you know, we didn't have one of the hosts without a beard appear on Beard Talk Live. So.
A post-it note goatee, if you will.
Yeah, that's essentially what it is, yes, in summary. So anyway, back to this article from Zero Hedge about Black Friday. At the American Dream Mall in East Rutherford, New Jersey, there were no lines outside stores. A Toys R Us employee was handing out flyers with a list of Black Friday doorbuster promotions.
Wait, Toys R Us?
I was about to say, didn't they already go out of business like 3 years ago?
I think other stores have bought the brand, and they do like pop-up stores around this time.
I think they're franchises as well. So like the corporate one is done, and like the franchises, I don't know.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Don't take my word for it. Look it up yourself.
Not gonna happen.
The author says it's almost Kafkaesque to see how the media are continuing to maintain economic pretenses, yet the reality of a completely collapsed consumer economy is physically staring them in the face. They have some quotes from some places, apparently. Bloomberg, for example. Activity light at one San Francisco mall, 4:40 p.m. At the Stonestown Mall in San Francisco, shoppers were few and far between. The Target and Zara stores were mostly empty, and there was no line for the mall's Santa Claus.
Can I just say, I think the article has the right idea and is drawing the right conclusion, but the evidence they're using is fallacious. Is that fair?
I mean,
like, the consumer collapse is around the corner.
Right.
Inflation and everything else and wages and whatnot. Like, that seems almost inevitable to me. But we're also in a digital era where the malls have been dying for, you know, over a decade.
Yeah, that's true.
So to try to make your claim that, you know, the consumer prices are going down, or, you know, the consumer economy is going down because no one's going to malls, seems to like you're using the wrong evidence.
Well, they're not just saying specifically. No, they had one example of a mall, but they're also saying, you know, stores like Target, you know, some of the big box stores.
Yeah, those are all brick and mortar.
Brick and mortar
has been dying well before the consumer economy is starting to collapse.
Well, and perhaps this is just the sign that brick and mortar is done.
Could be.
603-283-6160. Did you shop at any brick and mortar stores? If so, what was your experience? More Free Talk Live is coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Ads with the candidates' ex-wives.
cries of liar flying in both directions. Stories of a squalid apartment building and abortions under pressure. Questioning an opponent's independence, his intellect, his mental stability, his religious faith. The extended Senate campaign in Georgia between the Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and his Republican challenger, football legend Herschel Walker, has grown increasingly bitter as their December 6th runoff nears. Michigan moved up to number 2 in the Associated Press college football poll Sunday, with TCU at number 3 and Southern California at number 4 behind top-ranked Georgia after 4 top 10 teams lost on the final day of regular season games. The Bulldogs, who are 12-0, are number 1 for the 8th straight week and 11th time this season in the AP Top 25 presented by Regions Bank. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We're back here on Free Talk Live. I can't keep that up. That's still that nasally voice. It's just so annoying, man. Yeah, 603-283-6160. Thanks for tuning in and listening to tonight's Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
So we were talking about this Black Friday bit. I think we've... there's just a couple more quotes here. Crowds were thin in the late morning at the Stanford Town Center. K Jewelers was empty. Safave empty? I've never heard of that. Only a couple people waited at the checkout line at Forever 21, and just a few people were in line for Barnes & Noble. At a Target store on Chicago's north side, the parking lot was barely half full at 9 a.m. I assume
no one wants to get
Black
shot
Friday. Well,
there is that.
But they've outlawed guns. It should be safe. Shoppers were greeted with $3 ornaments and discounted Christmas trees when entering, and the store seemed calm and relatively quiet. The Macy's in Stamford, Connecticut was neat and orderly, maybe a little too neat and orderly on a day associated with shopping chaos. The furniture section was clearly deserted, though there were more shoppers looking at shoes. So
a few months ago, I went to a giant antique sale in Western Massachusetts, and it was maybe a week long. And let me tell you, that entire week, It was packed. I don't know how. It was kind of in the downtown. I forget what of which town, but it was, you know, it covered a lot of land. There were tons of booths set up, and it was swamped the entire week. So I don't think necessarily consumerism is dying, but I do think there is a shift where the stuff you're getting at the department stores and Forever 21, the quality is just garbage.
Yeah.
You know, like when I'm thinking of gifts I want to give people for Christmas, I'm not thinking of Forever 21 in their, like, tissue paper T-shirts.
Yep.
You know, like, I would, you know, I want to go get a set of cast iron pans at the antique sale, you know?
Yep. If you are looking for stocking stuffers that are lightweight yet valuable, I suggest Goldbacks.
Oh, okay.
Goldback scratchers.
Goldbacks. Because, you know, the one is worth, you know, roughly $4. Mm. And I don't know which camera it's on. Whichever camera.
Just pass it around.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wow.
And, you know, they're valuable, right? So, like, one of the philosophies that I have is just bring value wherever you go.
Yeah.
Right? Be of value, and everything else will work itself out. So if you start a new job, and maybe it's not the job you wanted, right? But you have other skills within the job, just try and find times and places for you to exercise those skills within that job. Bring them more value. The more value you exert, the more valuable you become to your employer, and the less likely you are to get fired, for example.
Maybe.
Well, if anything else, it allows you to continue to exercise those skills.
I say back scratchers because I still have the back scratcher that the captain gave me, and I use it regularly.
The telescoping?
Yes.
I do, too. I keep one at the computer desk, and I got one in the bedroom as well. They are handy, and they were cheap, right? You know, I bought like 100 of them or something for, I don't know, $1 a piece.
It was
something.
A gift. I didn't ask you how much they cost. Yeah. I just went, ooh, I'm using that.
It might have been more. They were like $2 a piece right. or something in bulk. Because
right.
I used to buy and do some like flea market type buy and sell stuff, and so I still had a supplier, and that's where I got them from.
Nice.
They might have even been left over from, like, a previous sale or something. And I was like, oh, I'll give these out for Christmas. Yeah.
And they fit in a stocking, too.
Yeah. Just
yeah.
So speaking of retail stuff, this from Reason, a possible railroad strike during the holiday season would risk $2 billion per day.
I feel like I've read this book.
It's an article.
Atlas Shrugged, one of the railroads.
Oh.
Yeah. I was just trying to make it a little funny, you know?
I missed it. You're apparently...
That's all right, Richie Rich got me.
You're more awake than I am, apparently, at this point. The article says, 4 of the 12 unions representing workers on America's freight rail lines have voted to reject a new contract. A threatened railroad worker strike that appeared to have been derailed by the Biden administration is now back on track and chugging quickly toward the holiday. 4 of the 12 unions, blah, blah, blah. The last second negotiations by the emergency board seem to have averted a threatened strike, though the details of the proposed contract were not made public. Blah, blah, blah. Several of the top priorities included graduated pay increases of 24%, something. Unions did not receive paid. Oh, so they're up. The sticking point here is more paid sick leave. Okay. So apparently the Biden administration and the railroad unions got together. They hashed out a thing, and the railroad union is like, you forgot paid sick leave. And so now they're threatening a strike. The lack of paid sick leave in the contract seems to be the major sticking point for the unions that are once again threatening to strike.
So I'm generally not a fan of government-enforced unions.
Right.
Collective bargaining, all the other stuff. You know, if you want to join a union, fine. I'm not a fan of forcing employers to deal with unions if they don't want to. Or making that a legal mandate. Or, you know, if you want to go on strike, fine. But if you're going to get replaced, fine.
Well, and, like, government institutional unions are just ridiculous.
Right.
Like, do you need a policeman's union? You're already paying
by the government. But right. in this case, right, a union or a job role, right, the role of the railroad worker has so much leverage, right, from a worker's perspective. You know, if you don't pay us, the whole economy shuts down, right? And how long is it going to take you to get back up and running with other means of distribution?
Right.
So they hold like so much negotiating power
right.
that you might as well use it.
Yeah, and this is, it's sort of a microcosm of the potential for people in, well, any country to stand up to tyranny. They don't realize that, like, there are way more of us than there are of them, and all you need to do is step up. And unfortunately, that seems to have gone the way of the dodo here in the United States of America, save for some folks making their way to New Hampshire for the larger freedom movement.
But a lot of places, you know, the whole, we're unionizing the Apple Store, we're unionizing Starbucks,
right?
Because they're the big companies. Well, you know, that job itself doesn't need the same skill set as railroad worker.
Right.
So you're infinitely more replaceable.
Right.
So you don't have as much stroke as you might want unless other people refuse to take the job.
Right. Well, and the fact of the matter, something like Starbucks could collapse tomorrow and all of their stores could close, and probably within a year, if there was demand for it, all those stores would be reopened just with some other name and they would still be serving coffee.
You would still, the consumer demand would still be filled some other way.
Right.
Yeah.
The unions have asked for 15 paid sick days per year, but the railroad settled on giving one additional personal day on top of existing vacation allowances, Reuters reports. A potential shutdown, the result of either a strike or a lockout, could cost the U.S. economy as much as $2 billion per day. That's a lot of money.
Seems to be, but, you know, what products or services are they transporting?
Well, I mean, it's the rail line, so it's, you know, two of the big four.
Yeah.
So half of whatever they transport, right? And that's a lot. Like, the railway is still, like, sort of the spine, the backbone of goods. Yes, you know, over-the-road truckers deliver a bunch of stuff, and, you know, airlines, of course, have cargo and all that kind of stuff. But the railways are still, you know, en masse, the least cost to get it from, you know, big cities.
No, I get it. But, you know, I'm just, what... Are they transporting coal for the coal-fired plant? And if they don't show up, you don't have energy in your city, right?
That's a good question. I don't know that they address, you know, exactly what these do in this article.
If they're transporting paper-thin shirts to each Forever 21 in the neighborhood, you know,
I don't really care.
Right, yeah. There's no counterproposal in Congress to rewrite the agreement to give the unions what they want. In short, the holdout unions don't have a strong hand to play this time. They probably know this and are just pushing things as far as they can. Okay, we'll see. But a potential railroad strike. Yeah. Yeah. With inflation the way it is and the economy already teetering. And we'll see what happens. 603-283-6160. Coming up, we'll talk about...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we are back! Woo! Fireworks and dancing girls and...
We'll fix it in post.
That's the opposite. We'll do it live.
Yeah.
We're no Bill Riley here.
There's no dancing girls or confetti. We're going to have to add that later.
Yeah.
Now that you've said it, we must make it true.
We'll get our crack team of producers on that.
Oh.
That's
the one guy.
603-283-6160 if you'd like to call and talk about whatever's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
I want to talk about Antifa. They're in the news, or at least in a news.
Still in the news.
Well, there's a specific reason, and we'll get to that. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Antifa, that's intriguing.
It's different than Uncle Fa. It's Antifa.
Uncle Fa?
Let's be careful with our
verbiage. No, I'm not even going to try to figure that one out.
Yeah, I was making a joke. What's on your mind, Major?
Well, you remember last night I talked to him about that, the last Roman emperor standing?
Yep.
And he was on the outpost in Tasmania printing up his own rough coins. I think he's responsible for a couple of our words.
Okay.
Spontius was his name.
Yep.
And I'm thinking sponsorship, because he's printing out these coins trying to buy an army to save the realm, and maybe even spontaneity, as he had to do it right quick and make up his own damn mind in the, you know, heat of a...
Seems like a reasonable...
Very crazy situation.
Seems like a reasonable stretch.
But anyway, there might be a few more, but those are just a couple that popped into my head. I mean, we are based in Latin.
It's true. What else is on your mind?
Well, the other thing, that you gave me an opening for this because you were talking about there's a lot more of us than there are of them, is the craziness in China.
Yeah.
I mean, they started welding cell doors on the floors of apartment buildings so you couldn't go visit your downstairs neighbor or even get out on the street to get your food and whatnot, shooting all the dogs. And the people are just fed up and they're rioting in the streets.
If you can find the footage, and I'm speaking to our listeners, if you can find the footage, I suggest you do. Go and see what people, oppressed people fighting for their freedom look like, because...
Without guns.
Well, right, but it's like we're like a baby step away from that.
Right? Except we have guns.
Okay, but that's the degree of separation exists.
That's a giant degree of separation.
But it exists specifically because of that.
Understood.
Well, Ricky has a very important point. They've been disarming the population of Europe for centuries.
Oh, yeah.
Beginning of World War II and probably World War I, they were begging us for anything that would throw a ball.
Well, and the thing that happens every time in history when you disarm a population is people die en masse every time in history. Look it up.
Well, consider Britain. After they banned all the guns, people were still killing each other, so then they decided they were going to ban knives.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like you can kill somebody with anything you want.
Yes.
You know, you could... There's infinite amounts of ways to kill somebody, so taking away guns isn't going to take away murder or suicide or anything.
Right. All it's going to do is give governments more control over their tax cattle population.
Yeah, it just makes it more difficult for people to defend themselves.
A straight claw hammer is a nasty thing. I can knock you out with it, or I can put it right into your brain, depending on which way I swing it.
Or you could use it to build a house.
Sure.
How about that? That's what I do. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So with the lockdown situation, right, a lot of the places were fine with the lockdowns specifically because they had no way to fight back.
Right.
They're like, oh, no.
What are you going to do?
We just stay at home for 2 weeks. What is your problem, America?
Right.
Why are you resisting this? Because we can.
Yeah.
We don't have to.
Well, and China,
it's a different mindset, you know?
Totally different mindset.
China has everybody with that app on their phone that is either red or green.
Yeah.
What's up you don't want to be red.
And like, they were going to do some protesting. Like, we did an article here on Free Talk Live. I don't remember if it was with you guys or not. But we did an article where they were going to do a protest. They were all ready to do a protest. And they were like, oh, we can't go because our phones turned red.
Yep.
Like, gee, I wonder why your phone's turned red suddenly. Like, perhaps the government found out you were going to do a protest, and we're like, well, it's turned their phones red. And everybody just, like,
gave up. What else?
We're not going to march. Guess we can't protest because my phone's red. Yeah. Derp.
Isn't that tied into the social score we heard very little about a few months ago?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, so I want to say one other thing about disarming or taking guns away from people. The decision to kill always precedes the choice of weapon. So if you don't, if the area you live in doesn't happen to have guns, you're still going to, if you have decided to kill, you're going to find a way to do it. You're going to find a way to get a gun. You're going to find a way to get a weapon. You're going to find some other way to kill somebody. The decision to kill always precedes the weapon selection.
I mean, there are plenty of serial killers who had very creative ways of killing their victims.
Yeah.
Yep. When I was a kid, I got pretty good at throwing hatchets and axes. I could stick a double-bladed axe from about 35 feet.
That sounds majorly painful. Hey, thanks for the call, Major.
Yeah. I want to make sure there's a distinction between, like, accidental deaths as well.
What do you mean?
Well, there are times, right, where someone unskilled grabs a firearm out of Poland and points it at somebody without making the decision to kill and accidentally does.
Oh, like, who's the actor?
Alec Baldwin. Yeah, I just coughed in.
Oh, is that what that was?
Well, and that's why it's important. Like, whenever I think of gun safety or gun control or gun safety, my brain goes to, like, actual gun safety. Like, this is how you hold it. They, like, keep your finger off the trigger.
Right.
Always act like it's loaded and there's one
always
in the
check
chamber.
The chamber, right.
Yeah. So to me, that's gun safety. To other people, gun safety is just having them not exist.
Right.
And it's a pipe dream. Like, it's not real.
Yeah, the Alec Baldwin thing, though, he didn't decide to kill anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. So that doesn't really apply. I'm saying that if you decide you're going to kill a person or persons, right, that decision comes before how.
Okay. I wanted the clarification that excluded accidental deaths.
Yes.
Okay.
And you have it.
Thank you.
Yes, good point. Well argued. let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. We have Jill calling. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, it's me.
I have a secret computer thing that tells me that it was you.
He's psychic.
Okay.
Does she have the V?
Regarding this threatened railroad strike,
yeah.
From what I understand, there are no private railroads left in this country, are there? Didn't the government take them all over and name it all Amtrak?
As far as, you know, for...
cross-country, perhaps?
I'm thinking of, what do we call it, pedestrians? What's the word I'm looking for?
Passenger?
Passengers, yes, thank you. passenger transport, yeah, I think Amtrak is the only thing going. If you want to take a trip via train in the United States, Amtrak is the only thing that exists.
Well, as the freight trains, I didn't know there were any private freight railroads either left.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to do some research on that, but it sounds like you would know more about it than I would at this point.
This is one of those weird areas where monopoly doesn't really seem like a bad idea.
Right? Like, to me.
How many cross-country railroad tracks do you actually need to transport products? And is a capitalist going to go through...
To not allow it.
Well, I'm not saying they shouldn't allow it. I'm just saying, like, this is one of those areas where I believe a natural monopoly might come to fruition.
You mean a de facto monopoly and not one imposed by the government?
Yeah.
Right.
Like if you want to start another railroad, a cross-country railroad in America today, absent the state, right, you have to buy up every parcel of land between point A and point B and then lay the tracks and then buy the train carts, et cetera, hire the people, and there's already a track that does that.
Right.
So what's the motivation?
I understand the government claims ownership. I don't know about freight trains, but I thought it did. And I think I don't see that they have a right to make the taxpayers pay higher taxes to run the railroads. Now, if they're doing it some other way, well, that's a different thing, but
yeah.
I wanted to find out what the facts were.
Yeah, well, and to be clear, then, I'm not arguing that the government should own the railroad. Right. What I'm saying is, because of the scope of the endeavor, right, it seems like one market competitor is enough.
Hey, thanks for the call, Joe. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us here on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. Coming up, I still want to talk about this bit about Antifa, but we'll also talk about drugs in space.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.